This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
Springs police recently arrested a man for allegedly sexually assaulting a teenager. Authorities say that 47-year-old Wilbert Porter offered a 13-year-old victim a ride last month when then assaulting her after he drove to an apartment complex at Circle Drive in Winnipeg. Porter now facing charges including child sexual assault as well as enticement of a child. His bond set at $100,000. Investigators believe that there could be additional victims. Anyone with information about this case urged to contact CSPD.
Three people are recovering from serious injuries following a crash near downtown Colorado Springs. The crash was reported at the intersection of South Nevada Avenue and Mill Street last night. Photos tweeted by the Colorado Springs Fire Department showed one vehicle overturned on its roof and another with damage so severe it destroyed the front of the vehicle. The cause of the crash is still under investigation. Two dogs are now safe this morning thanks to the work of local law enforcement and the Humane Society of the Pikes Peak region. HSPPR says they got a tip about the pups living in unsanitary conditions at a Colorado Springs home. When animal law enforcement investigated, they found the dogs both extremely underweight, stuck in crates with no access to food and water and feces around. The owners who voluntarily surrendered the dogs are now being charged with four counts of animal cruelty. Shelter staff are caring for the dogs so they can gain weight and later be put up for adoption.
A two-day wildfire mitigation forum bringing experts from across the country now to Colorado Springs.
That take a lot of resources, and if we can find ways to better pool those resources and address the issues, I think we'll all be better off.
Monday, firefighters, experts, and professionals gathered for the first time to talk about things that can be done to make communities more resilient and resistant to fires. One goal is to learn what works in other Western states to fight and prevent fires. Large wildfires have become more of a recent threat due to droughts and global warming. Colorado Springs Fire Department will be playing a big role in co-hosting the event, and they're hoping this could become an annual meeting. Safety concerns about people utilizing Old Stage Roads for illegal activities in the overnight hours has prompted a community meeting this week. El Paso County now considering putting a timed closure gate that would restrict access to westbound directions overnight from late night to early morning hours. The gate would be located just past where the asphalt changes to gravel. In the past couple months, a man's body was found dumped off the road. That was back in mid-June, and a teen was shot and wounded in the leg along Old Stage Road last November.
Police are warning Colorado Springs shoppers and retail clerks to be vigilant. They say retail crime is on the rise, specifically mentioning Walmart, Target, and Shields as three of the bigger hotspots. Over the past few weeks, the Colorado Springs Police Department has been able to arrest at least eight suspects. CSPD's Robert Tornabene with Springs Police says they want people to leave the crime fighting to the professionals.
You don't know what that person has with them, whether it's a knife or a gun or what they're willing to do to get away with the things that they've stolen. So you're better off just letting them go.
Investigators say people are often selling stolen goods in order to buy drugs. Springs Police have heightened patrols at shopping centers, a practice that will continue through the holidays.
Fremont County close to restoring all services nearly 2 months after a cyber attack hindered the county's ability to operate. County Commissioner Dwayne McFall says that the only two departments still having significant problems following that mid-August attack.
So there's going to be some tweaks that have to be made to make sure that there's not some things missing, some parts of the software missing in order to be able to do day-to-day basis.
The county also working on restoring its original website and is currently using a temporary site investigators still actively looking for the suspects in connection with that attack.
Investigators in North Glen say two boys were shot and killed after trespassing on private property. Police officers were sent to a home on Pearl Street Sunday afternoon and found the two wounded boys. They died after being taken to the hospital. Investigators say the boys apparently broke down a fence to gain access to the property and were shot by the homeowner. Police have not said if they plan to press charges against the homeowner.
Police also investigating after two people were found dead in a Loveland home. Officers went to a home on Lincoln Avenue yesterday after a call for a welfare check. A 59-year-old woman and 67-year-old man were found dead inside the home. The coroner's office is verifying the identity of the couple, working to determine the cause of death.
And a group of Coloradans is helping to collect relief supplies for survivors of Hurricane Ian in Florida. A local organizer says doing nothing is not an option.
Generosity of the Colorado people is second to none. Time and time and time and time again, we have leaned on them, and here they are again.
The donation drive was held in Arvada outside of Costco. Two full trucks are now on their way. The supplies include everything from water to noodles and even candy for kids who've lost their homes ahead of Halloween.
Good-looking Tuesday on tap. Plenty of sunshine early in the day. Partly cloudy skies with a scattered shower and thunderstorm possible as we head into the afternoon and the evening hours. Temperature-wise, a little cooler today with highs in the mid-60s for Colorado Springs and the low 70s around the Pueblo area. Expect to see winds out of the northwest at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's Morning News weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's Afternoon News weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.